big welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around on a kind of, you know, grayish, chilly, not too cold Saturday afternoon here on the Colorado Front Range. We've got a show that's going to bring the sun out for you, though, in your ears, if not the sky. We've got a lot of great music ahead. We're going to speak with members of Bad Bad Not Good coming up somewhere in the middle of the show, around 12:30. Looking forward to talking to them. They're playing at the Fox Theater in Boulder tonight, a show that KGNU is presenting. So we've got Bad Bad Not Good, a lot of music, you and me, and we're going to make it happen in this next hour here on Terrasonic, on listener-powered community radio, KGNU.
Thank you. Hefa quotidien Negwe.
Thank you.
carry a portable tape recorder with me wherever I go. I've recorded the sounds that I hear.
Minutes past the hour of 12 o'clock here at Listener Powered, KGNU 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, Boulder, Denver, 98.7 FM in Fort Collins, 93.7 FM in Nederland, and online at KGNU.org and AfterFM.com. We are Listener Powered, community radio for the Front Range and beyond, and you're listening to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, your host this and most every Saturday, noon to 1. Thanks for joining me today. We began the program with music from Tanzania's Msafiri Zawose and a recent release called Mbotela, a track called Ilima, and Msafiri Zawose, the son of the legendary Tanzanian musician Hukwe Zawose. After that, from Kenya Special Volume 2, selected East African recordings from, well, I don't know, the title just kind of cuts off, but music from Kenya and the Lulus band, I Can Feel It, and I could feel that one, hope you did too. And then from Athens, Greece, Sibu, teaming up with a guy named Joe Nagal for Presents Edits. Sibu and Joe Nagal present Edits Volume 1, and a track called Shiga. Right now in the background, it's Los Chicharrones from their album Roots of Life, a track called Molly Brass. It's out on the Tummy Touch label. Came out a few years back. All you food and reggae lovers, and who among us does not love food or reggae? KGNU is hosting our Reggae Remix Dinner on Thursday, January 26th in Boulder. Donovan Maka of Reggae Bloodlines will be sharing his favorite tunes as you dine on a delicious buffet prepared by arugula chef Alex Schuler. One person can attend for $88.50 or two people for $160. It's a benefit for KGNU. Reserve your tickets by January 23rd while spots are still available. For more information and tickets, visit kgnu.org. Get back to the music, and then coming up in about 10-15 minutes, we'll be talking to Bad Bad Not Good, performing tonight at the Fox Theater in Boulder in a show that KGNU is presenting. Stick around, it's Terrasonic on KGNU.
Madre, que enero está regalado, que se me acerca pa' sombra y que no los quiere a mi lado, que soy hija de la suerte, que lo mío es natural, que no reparta mi gloria pa' que no me quiera mal. Dice mi madre, tu ocha no es avalado, pero si fueras un hombre, tambor fuera consagrado. Moyu Baegun, que no te deja caer, que va la guerra contigo para que puedas vencer. Serafina y del ballet. Pero la conga contigo, hablándote pa'l bembé, que te regala la risa y un tumbao que tumba, y que por eso los muertos te van a alar pa' la rumba. La rumba me llamo yo, la rumba me llamo yo, la rumba me llamo yo.
Soy ya, soy bongo, la rumba me llamo yo.
Champada con quien quien quiere, pa' un rute, pa' un dude.
Soy ya, soy bongo, la rumba me llamo yo.
Mama do bebe, sola con tu cebodón, cebodón, cebodón.
Soy ya, soy bongo, la rumba me llamo yo.
Rute.
Soy ya, soy bongo, la rumba me llamo yo.
From a tradition, watching my fire cooking in the kitchen, watching the kettle steam, the level bubble over. From a rooftop overlooking the city, the kettle whistles a signal I had to pen out. Documented ripples of raiders and raids. Redeemed Hannibal, study strategy, that's in my anatomy. My mentality gradually shifted from monetary to radical. No imagination, only my real life. Pulse over drums, help to show what it feels like to open sealed locks, thinking out of a box. So in this lifetime, all my G's lifelong, I'm insulated, I made it this way. No hate, I'll infiltrate it from day when I came and aiming your game. Cold wrist, pray for my namesake. How live are you? There's a revolution, where are you? Walking through fire, either scars you or it charges you. How live are you? There's a revolution, where are you? Walking through fire, either scars you or it charges you. Heat rises. Heat rises. Heat rises.
.32 listener powered KGNU. You're listening to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, your host this and most every Saturday. And we just heard music from Steve Lehman and Stella Beyond, a track called Hybrid from the album titled Stella Beyond. Great new music from Pi Recordings. Also in there, John Armstrong featuring an artist with Colorado connections, Sheila Bringy on the vocals from an album, Burnt Hibiscus. We heard There They Are. And a forthcoming release from Cuba's Daime Arocena, La Rumba Me Llamo Yo, from her forthcoming release, Cubafonia, on the Brownswood Recordings label. So I'm joined here in the studio right now with all four members of Bad Bad Not Good. We've got Leland, James, Chester, and Alex. Welcome, guys.
Hey, how you doing?
And they're playing tonight in a show that KGNU is presenting at the Fox Theater. And welcome to Boulder.
Thank you very much.
And the KGNU. So, what's the story behind your name?
Pretty uneventful, like, little side project, I guess. It was like a YouTube comedy thing that a friend of ours was working on, and then they had just the YouTube channel name, and when we started making like YouTube session videos, we just used the channel.
Okay. So it's not like a self-esteem issue or something like that.
I think it's just a clever little name someone thought of and then made a YouTube channel with it, registered it in an email.
Right.
And we started using it.
Cool. And so you guys are pretty young. You're just getting out of school recently, right? Or you even still, you met at a... at music school,
yeah.
Is that correct?
We're not.
We've been out for a bit.
Yeah. You've been out for a bit. But it's great to see, you know, younger guys like you playing jazz. You know, jazz kind of, I just read recently that it was like the lowest selling genre or something. But you guys seem to be doing pretty well, and I'm wondering, you know, what do you think is the state of jazz, you know, and how did you find your way? What attracted you to the genre in the first place?
I mean, it's such like the history and like, you know, like everything that jazz contains is so you can spend your entire life listening to it and studying it and never like scratch the surface of, you know, figuring everything out. And from like a musician's perspective, it's one of the best ways to express yourself and like is by improvising, whether it's in like a jazz setting or just applying that knowledge to other types of music. And yeah, we just love jazz, so wanted to like incorporate it into our stuff along with other genres.
And you've also, of course, worked with a lot of hip hop artists like Ghostface Killah and Tyler the Creator, and who kind of helped you guys. He started spreading one of your videos around, is that right? And that's kind of how you got on the map. Do you consider yourself sort of jazz artists coming to hip-hop, or more hip-hop artists who just approach it from a jazz point of view, or somewhere in between, or none of the above?
Kind of are just music fans. You know, we all wanted to go pursue some kind of education in music post high school, so we all met at a jazz college. And you know, you kind of have classical or jazz to study as kind of like a field of degree to achieve, and we all chose a jazz college, and it's just a great way to like learn and, you know, figure out how to tap into what you're trying to do with your instrument and learn harmony and melody and improvisation. And I think that's just kind of something that we still love to explore and incorporate with our music. So I don't really think of it as like we're trying to fuse this and that. It's just kind of like what feels natural mm-hmm. within any kind of discovery of music or expression.
Do you have any other, have you done any other recent collaborations or have anything upcoming planned?
Well, we'd love to do some more stuff with K Tronada. Shout out to him. And we've got a lot of friends like around Toronto or otherwise that we've encountered along the way that are like amazing singers and musicians and rappers and stuff. So there's a lot on the to-do list.
Sounds like it. I know you're up for the Giles Peterson Worldwide like Artist of the Year Award. Will you be like attending the award ceremony in London, or you're just gonna kind of hope you win and find out from wherever you happen to be?
I mean, to be honest, like Giles has been supporting us since day one. Like again, with like Tyler the Creator, the whole YouTube thing that kind of happened, he played the recording of that video session right away on the air, and like I didn't really know like what a show was at the time or really anything about like the BBC and all the amazing content that kind of lives there and helps promote music across the UK. So whatever happens, we're just proud to be a part of it and thankful for the support. Just on like any, you know, anyone in independent or a part of a bigger station, it's all love, and that's what we appreciate.
What can people expect from the show tonight?
Ooh,
we're trying out some new gags, got some bits worked out. Yeah, I don't know, just having a good time.
We're gonna say some things, play some things, and bake some wings on stage.
Excellent.
And do a little raffle for those at the end.
So oh man, I love wings. I'm also, you know, I also love hockey.
Ooh,
I'm a hockey geek and a hockey goalie. And since you guys are from Toronto, mm-hmm. the hockey center
capital of
the
world,
universe.
Right?
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
I have to ask you a hockey question.
Okay, this might not.
We might
be shooting a blank right here.
I know everything there is to know about hockey, so
it's not a trivia question.
Okay,
would you rather win a Grammy, play on Saturday Night Live or perform O Canada before a Maple Leafs Stanley Cup final game?
Definitely the last
one. Yeah.
Especially if we got to sing, that'd be amazing. Yeah, or like a cappella sax, that would be amazing too.
Cover Nelly Furtado's O Canada rendition.
There you go. Like, did you see, you know, last year Metallica performed the Star Spangled Banner before one of the Sharks Penguins Stanley Cup games. So the precedent.
That's amazing.
The precedent is definitely there.
Did they sing it, or is it just like a hard?
No, they played it. They played the instrumental.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. It was pretty cool.
That's cool.
So I can totally see, you know, I think you guys might need to, I mean, they're having a good season so far. It's looking good for the Leafs.
True.
So.
Is it looking good?
I actually,
Chester's from Ottawa, so he's a hater. I honestly just fell off with hockey because it's, you know, they don't have a very good track record. So I've kind of been a little bit more into basketball personally.
Wow. Well,
I'm not hating, you know.
Yeah, I hear
you. You gotta.
I'm with you on that one, though.
Put your support where you.
You know, it's interesting. Most of the most Canadians I talk to are really like not that into hockey.
Really? Yeah.
I played it as a kid. I love skating and I love the sport as recreation. But the, you know, it's like $500 to go see one of those games, and they're just not very good.
Yeah.
At least from what I would have
in Toronto, maybe. Here you could pick up, you know, an ass ticket for like $10 on the game.
Yeah. See that? Yeah. It's just
you can go watch the Leafs rehearse at any time in Etobicoke.
Oh, yeah, true, yeah. I did that once in high school.
The Leaf Band, sorry.
Yeah.
Well, bad, not good. Thanks for coming down to KGNU today. We're looking forward to seeing you tonight at the Fox Theater.
Yes.
And that show, there's still tickets available. I believe it's 16 and up or something like that. So if you want to go, you can go.
Hope you're 16 and up.
Yep.
Yeah.
All your friends.
Yes,
all
definitely.
400 of them.
Yes,
Facebook.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's pack it. So thanks a lot. Enjoy your day in Boulder.
Hey,
thanks, sir.
And thanks for coming to KGNU. Bad, not good tonight at the Fox Theater. And here's some of their music in the background right now. Thank you.
Bye.
4.5 minutes before the top of the hour here at Terrasonic. Your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music is coming in for a landing. Want to thank the members of Bad Bad Not Good for stopping by and talking to us for a few minutes today. Glad to see they answered my hockey question correctly, that they would rather sing O Canada before a Maple Leafs Stanley Cup final game than win a Grammy or play on Saturday Night Live. And looking forward to seeing them tonight at the Fox Theater. KGNU presents Bad Bad Not Good. We just heard the music of Sistema Solar featuring Najim Buizoul from their album Rumbo a Tierra and a track called Que Paso. And before that, from Morocco, as is Najim Buizoul, it was Malem Mahmoud Gagne with Pharaoh Sanders, the late, great Malem Mahmoud Gagne. He passed away last year. From the album The Trance of Seven Colors, produced by Bill Laswell back in the mid-ish 90s. And before that, a few Bad Bad Not Good tracks we're playing while we talked to the members of Bad Bad Not Good. Right now in the background, it is Baba Zula from Double X, a new release coming out on the Glitterbeat label. Baba Zula, a great band, experimenting with a lot of dub sounds. Out of Turkey, they've been doing it for 20 years, hence the title, Double X. It's a double disc overview of their career. Coming up at the top of the hour, it'll be headlines from the BBC World Service, followed by Reggae Bloodlines. Uket in with you today until 4 o'clock, bringing you the best in reggae and roots music. At 4 o'clock, 2 hours of the best in African music on African Roots. And at 6 o'clock, full hour of news from the BBC World Service before Sound Lab commences KGNU's Saturday evening music programming. Keep it tuned to KGNU for all of your music and information needs. You'll find a podcast for today's show. You can find a playlist. You can stream it. You can download it all at afterfm.com/Terrasonic. AfterFM is KGNU's 24/7 streaming music channel with archive programs, in-studio interviews and performances, and much more. It's all at afterfm.com. You'll also find an archive for the show at mixcloud.com/Terrasonic. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Terrasonic Radio. You can reach us anytime via email, feedback@terrasonic.net. This program is brought to you by you, the KGNU listener members, and by the Laughing Goat Coffee House, now with three locations, one on Pearl Street, one in East Boulder at 2907 55th Street, and the CU campus in the North Library. More information and a list of special events can be found at thelaughinggoat.com. No Terrasonic next week. We are preempted for the Women's March on Denver, coverage of that, as well as the Women's March on Washington. Happy to give way for these important and perhaps historic events. You've been listening to Terrasonic on KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins, with translators K229AC Nederland and K254CH LaPorte, Colorado. Happy to be up there in Fort Collins. Wherever you're listening and whenever you're listening, thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time right back here on Terrasonic on your community radio station, KGNU. Thanks for listening.
Service News.
Hello, I'm Marion Marshall with the BBC News. Politicians and entertainers in the United States have rallied to the defence of a veteran civil rights campaigner and Democratic congressman who's become embroiled in a row with the president-elect, Donald Trump. Laura Bicker has the details.
John Lewis has spent most of his life fighting for racial equality, and he's now become the first leading Democrat to publicly question Donald Trump's right to govern. He told NBC's Meet the Press that he did not see the Republican as a legitimate president and that he thought the Russians had helped him get elected. Mr. Trump responded on Twitter saying the congressman should spend more time fixing his crime-ridden district than complaining about the election results. But his tweets drew sharp criticism on this holiday weekend, which honours Martin Luther King. Hundreds of politicians and entertainers have leapt to the defence of Mr. Lewis and described him as a hero.
China's foreign ministry has stated that the One China principle is the non-negotiable basis for its relations with the United States. The statement came soon after recent controversial remarks by US President-elect Donald Trump that the One China policy, which accepts Taiwan as part of China, was up for negotiation. Here's Jill McGivering.
The One China policy has been the bedrock of US-China relations for almost four decades. It's a delicate balancing act. It means the US acknowledges diplomatically China's position that there is only one Chinese government in Beijing. And although Washington has ties with Taiwan, that's on a less formal basis. In its statement, the foreign ministry called on relevant parties in the United States to recognise the sensitivity of the Taiwan issue.
The Serbian Prime Minister, Aleksandar Vučić, has accused Kosovo of preparing what he called war games by getting ready to stop a newly inaugurated train service between Belgrade and a Serbian part of northern Kosovo. The Russian-made train is covered with the slogan, "Kosovo is Serbian," painted in 20 languages. Kosovo's president, Hashim Thaci, said Serbia's actions were provocative and would not be tolerated. The Serbian Prime Minister said he ordered the train to halt before crossing into Kosovo, as Kosovan special forces with armoured vehicles were trying to blow up the track. More than 30 African heads of state have attended the Africa-France summit in Mali and discussed the political deadlock in the Gambia. Adama Barrow, who beat the incumbent Yahya Jammeh in last month's presidential election, met the French president, François Hollande, as well as West African leaders. ECOWAS has not excluded a military intervention, as Thomas Fessy explains.
It is on the table. The mediation has repeated the region's determination in a way to go all the way to make sure that the will of the voters was going to be respected, and that, they said, would include the use of force if necessary.
You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. About 500 people have marched in Tanzania's largest city, Dar es Salaam, to protest against elephant poaching. The 5-kilometre Walk for Elephants march started at the Chinese embassy in the city. About 30,000 elephants are killed every year in Africa, and the biggest market for ivory is China. At the end of December, Beijing announced that it would ban the trade in ivory from the end of this year. India's finance ministry says it fully respects the independence of the Reserve Bank of India, a day after bank unions complained about government interference. In a statement, the finance ministry said it was sometimes appropriate for it to consult with the RBI, but this wasn't an infringement of the bank's autonomy. The private rocket firm SpaceX has launched a Falcon 9 rocket from California, successfully placing a constellation of satellites in orbit. SpaceX officials said they took corrective action after one of its vehicles exploded on a Florida launch pad in September. SpaceX now says it plans more rocket launches